This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوا بِهَا. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most beautiful names. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those beautiful names. And we've been talking about the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As much as we talk about the names of Allah azza wa jalla, we'll never fulfill the rights of those names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our imagination. And His attributes are also beyond our imagination. And one of the beautiful names of Allah azza wa jalla that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to Himself, Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus, the Holy One. What does Al-Quddus mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. That everything in the heavens, everything on earth, all glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The King, Al-Malik, the Holy One, Al-Quddus. So what's Al-Quddus? When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Quddus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Holy One, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above. Allah Azza wa Jal is above the perception and the concept of the creation. That's why He's the Holy One. He is the Holy One and He is the only Holy One. And everyone else is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you can refer to Allah Azza wa Jal, or you refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Malik, but you can also refer to the creation of Allah as the Malik. But when it comes to the Quddus, this is a name that's only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only Quddus. So we can't call the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal or any person on the face of this earth, regardless how powerful, superior they are in this world, you can't call them the Quddus. The Quddus is only Allah, the Holy One. Why? Because Allah is the only perfect one. And when you say the word Quddus, you are implying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most perfect one, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any faults, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any defects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any shortcomings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any weaknesses. That's why He is the Quddus, the Holy One. He is the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ Al-Quddus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only Lord. He is the King. And He is also the Quddus, the Holy One. So Al-Quddus, which means the Lord of the universe, the most perfect one, the most complete one, the one that's so strong and no weaknesses, the one that's so powerful and no shortcomings. And that's what we believe as Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the concept of mankind. Mankind and all the creation of Allah azza wa jal have weaknesses. They have shortcomings, they have faults in them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the concept of weakness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the concept of any fault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the concept of any shortcoming. And that's why He is the Quddus, the perfect one. Nothing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can imply to be weak, or nothing that can imply on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that reflects upon any shortcomings. And that's why He is the Quddus. And that's part of our aqidah as believers. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is so perfect beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension, beyond what we can even think of. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascribed to Himself the attribute of Al-Quddus, the Holy One. So next time when you read the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quddus, reflect upon those meanings. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everyone and everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the concept of weaknesses, shortcomings, or any other form of weakness and shortcoming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who understand the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla accept from us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that comprehension on the name of Allah azza wa jalla, the Quddus, and all the names of Allah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.